لا يتركونا في سبيل الله أن نحسن ذلك خوف الله وبشره بعذاب أليم. Give them the tidings of a painful chastisement. يوم يحمى عليها. Today the gold and the silver will be eaten with fire. فتقوى بها جبارهم وجنوبهم وظهورهم. And their faces, their sides and their parts will be burned to them. And Allah will say, هذا ما كان رسول لأنفسكم. This is what you have fired up for yourself. فَذُوكُمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْمِدُونَ. So teach, have a taste of what you have gathered. So al-kanz, when you say kanz, kanz means whatever you gathered. Whatever is gathered, we call it kanz. So that's why the words, they will refer to our words generally as kanz. So in this hadith it was said that Umm Salama radiallahu anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this jewelry that I have with me, this jewelry of gold that I have with me, is it kanz? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if it is up to nisab, and you pay the zakah, it's not kanz. Only if you still have what? You still have something left? This is not the kanz that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. And that is why some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, particularly Abu Dhabi, brother Allah anhu, had an opinion that is somehow different from the opinion of many other companions. And the opinion is that Abu Dhabi was Allah anhu will tell people that whatever work they have with them, it's for example gold or silver that used to be the currency that people would spend at that time, whatever they have with them, that they shouldn't keep it except what should be for their feeding and what they wish to take care of the family. Whatever is left, that they should spend it. They will consider everything to be what? To be kind. They will consider that everything falls under his bar when they did it in Lunatah was said. And that was why he was in Sham, he was living in Sham together with Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, who was the governor of Sham during the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu. They had a kind of agreement of difference in terms of position with Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He would say this, that whatever the people are, that they should spend it, they should not keep this wealth. As long as you have had more than what is enough for your own feeding, for your own basic needs. So whatever you have left should be spent. This is the position of Abu Dhabi radiallahu anhu. So the essence that when Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, the governor of Sham, was not comfortable with this position of ease, he had to write to Uthman, the Khalifa, that this man is disturbing me here. So, and he did not want to chase him out of Sham. So he had to write to the Khalifa. Then Uthman of Allah now sent for Abu Bakr of Allah to come to Medina. So when he got to Medina, he was still establishing that position that you shouldn't keep more than you need. So anything that is more than your need should be expended in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, holding on to this verse. And also holding on to the statement of the Prophet of Allah that was contained in Sahih. That was the day Abu Dhabi was called by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, do you know the mountain of Uhud? He said, yes. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that now he put and the minister of the Ba'aban unfiqhu kullahu fi sabilillah illa salata tananin. He says, I do not wish that I have the amount of book of Uhud in gold except that what I spend everything in the cause of Allah except 3 dinars that I will keep for my I take care of certain things. And that's why the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he will spend whatever he has. He will spend apart from the basic needs of his family, for instance, he will keep the food for the whole year for his family, as recorded by the 10th Hadith. But whatever is left out of this, Rasulullah is strange, would not like to keep wet. But does that mean it is compulsory to do that? So Abu Dhabi was allowing you substantiated his own position with this practice of the person and this verse as well. When the dinner came to the Zahab of the Kubbah, what are you to do and have peace and peace in that? For the Shiru will be Azab in Ali. Those who gather Azab and Kubbah, gold and silver, the two currencies that that were in circulation then, and they will not spend them in the court of Allah, but assure whom the Azab in Ali. Give them the tidy of what? They push his tidings. Help those who gather, and they will not spend in the court of Allah. So, he understood from this verse that you shouldn't keep any wealth. You should not keep money as long as what it is beyond your need. So, he will say this. He will preach this to the extent that common attempts of people who are running away from him. Someone reported, as contained in Sahih, that when people saw Abu Dhabi of Allah coming, people were in the mosque. They were in different gatherings. As they entered the mosque, people ran away. So he was coming to the halqah that he was. So on getting there, the people also ran away. So he said, but he did not run away. You know, as well, why are the people running away from this? Well, because I'm telling them the truth, that they shouldn't keep whatever is above their niche, that they should spend it because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Uthman radiallahu anhu also asked Uthman radiallahu anhu, don't want to leave Medina as well. He said, well, that is your position. But you know, look at what people are doing. So they asked him to also go to a place known as Ramadan. So it was in Ramadan that Abu Dhabi of Allah Anu died. And that was where he spent the remaining part of his life. So he was telling the person who asked him, he said, well, it's not that I'm going against the ruler. Who would if a slave were to demage a ruler upon me, I will obey. But this is my position and I will not leave this for the statement or the position of another person. Scholars said, we benefit indeed that at times scholars of knowledge will disagree on the matter. That doesn't mean that what the other scholar also should not recognize what other people are saying. Who is the person in the ruler? But one of the ones did not force Abu Dhabi of Allah to take his position. Neither did Muawiyah, wrote Allah anhu, change him out. He still respected him, rather, he called for the assistance of somebody who was greater than him, and that is the Khalifa. What we show here in this hadith is that the Prophet was said to have told Umm Salama wrote Allah anha, إِذَا أَدَّيْتِ زَكَاتَهُ فَلَيْسَ بِكَمْزٍ. If you pay the zakah of the gold, the gold jewelry that you have found, then it's not kamz that Allah is talking about in the verse. All this is clear. So, because if you have to look at the verse generally, it means whatever is above your needs, you shouldn't keep it, you should spend it in the course of Allah. That is the general, the general meaning of the verse, and that is what is accurate from the verse. So she said to ask the Prophet ﷺ about this, and Prophet ﷺ said, no, if you pay the zakat, then it's not kanz. Obviously, it is kanz because it's something that you gathered. But if you pay the zakat, it's not what? It's not the kanz that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. For this hadith, some scholars, or let me say, what the scholars said is that the chain of the hadith is most authentic. And this is what Sheikh al-Bayr of Allah Ta'ala said, though he corroborated the meaning of the hadith with the report of Abdullah bin Umar, which Imam Bukhari also reported in his book Muhammad, so which is authentic. But somebody asked Abdullah ibn Umar about this, and he said this part was reviewed before Zakat was made compulsory. So when Zakat was made compulsory and the details were said by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so if the one who does not pay the Zakat of his wealth, he is the one that is being referred to. As for the one who pays the Zakat of his wealth, that person does not fall under the verse. So what we are saying happens is that the verse, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْرِهُونَ الذَّهْبَ وَالْفُضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, the verse is general, which one can understand from it that you should not keep anything more than your need. So anything that is more than your need, you have to spend it in the cause of Allah. This was before the verse in Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, this was before the Zakat was made compulsory and the details are said. When the details of the Zakat were said, then the verse was restricted somehow or explained somehow that it is a person who does not pay the Zakat of his wealth when it is up to the soul that the verse is applicable to. Just like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ أَمْنٌ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ, those who believe and they do not لَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ, they do not mix any injustice with their iman, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ أَمْنٌ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ, so this will be the people that you have an amn, security, and hereafter. If Allah will have an army, who will protect it on the day of Qiyamah, and they are guided. So the companions said, O Messenger of Allah, Ayyuna lam yazlim, who among us has not wronged any person? The Prophet of Allah told them that no, that is not the zulm that Allah is talking about. The zulm that Allah is talking about is a shirk. Did you know what Luqman said? Ya bunayya la tushrik billah inna shirka la zulmun adheem. O my son, do not associate partners with Allah. Certainly, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a grave injustice. So that is the injustice that Allah is talking about here. So at times there will be some verses in the Quran that will be absolute, that they need restriction in terms of what they mean. There are some verses in general that also need to what restriction. So, and that's why we cannot do the way with the interpretation of the Prophet of Allah to the Quran. Any person who says he wants to understand the Quran aside or outside the interpretation or the understanding of the Prophet of Allah will be interpreting another thing of the Quran. Only if the person understands the Arabic language very well. Understanding Arabic language very well is not enough to understand the Quran. It's not enough to understand the Quran. It goes a long way to tell us, to make us understand the Quran. But that is not the only thing. You have to know the statement of the Prophet of Allah, how he has interpreted the Quran, what he has said, and so on and so. So anything that is the Zakat is paid, any wealth that you have and the Zakat is paid is no more canvas. When you have wealth and the Zakat is not paid, that is the canvas that Allah is referring to in that verse. And that is the canvas that the Prophet Allah is talking about in some of the hadith that we have also read. So the Shahi says that the hadith of Umm Salam is not authentic, though corroborated by the content of the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, when he explains the meaning of that verse to somebody. And this most likely would have had it from the Prophet of Allah. So if you look at the hadith of Amr ibn Shu'aib from his father, Shu'aib, from his grandfather, Abdullah bin Ali bin Ali, wrote Allah anhu, about the woman who came to the Prophet of Allah. Likewise, the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. If you look at the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, though he also did not bring the text of the hadith, but he said, Masuhaw al-Hakim, in hadith of Aisha. Al-Hakim is said to be authentic in the hadith of Aisha. What is the hadith of Aisha? So the context of the hadith of Aisha is what she said, that she was putting on gold, sort of silver, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered upon her. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, Atwaddi al-Zakata, you pay the zakat of this. And Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya, oh, mashallah. She said no or something like that. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hasbuki min al-Nar. This will be enough for you to enter in if you do not pay the zakat. So this tells us that we have to take proper care about our wealth. So when it is due to pay zakat, your wealth, you should know. And you know how to calculate your wealth for you to know when it is due that you pay the zakat. Because the punishment that Allah has prepared for those who do not pay their zakat is very, very severe, as you have said. And you know, the Prophet of Allah said that the person will continue to be punished for about 50,000 years. ثم يرى سبيله إما إلى الجنة وإما إلى النار. Then will be shown his way to either hellfire or to Al-Jannah. Okay? That means the person who doesn't pay the zakat, the person is not a kafir. As long as he does not deny the obligation of the zakat. But he doesn't preach, so he will be punished for not paying the zakat for a period of 50,000 years, after which he will be admitted into Al-Jannah if he is one of those who have done the deeds of Al-Jannah. Or he will be admitted into hellfire if he is among those who have done the deeds of hellfire. That means the one who doesn't pay zakat is not a kafir. Those who call us say it is a kafir, but the more correct opinion is that it is not a kafir. Unlike the one who doesn't pray. The one who doesn't pray, scholars disagree. The report from most of the companions of the Prophet of Allah is that the one who doesn't pray is a kafir. This is a report from most of the companions of the Prophet of Allah wa alayhi wa sallam. And that's why Shaykh ibn Abdullah said, كَانَ أَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم لَا يَرَوْنَ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ تَرْكُهُ كُفْرٌ غَيْرَ الصَّلَاةِ. That the companions of the Prophet do not consider the abandonment of anything as kufr except salah. No, he doesn't pray, he doesn't pay zakat, he doesn't perform hajj, he doesn't perform umrah, he doesn't do righteous deeds. They will not consider the abandonment of any of these as kufr except what? Salah. And that's why the report from most companions is that tarku salah is a kafir. Though some of the later scholars said this becomes a kafir when he denies the obligation. But if he doesn't deny the obligation, he is a Muslim, he is a believer. Only that what? His case is very severe before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the more correct opinion on this is not the opinion of the majority of the later scholars. The correct opinion of Allah alam is the opinion of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the opinion of the minority of the scholars who said Tariqus Salah is the kafir. So there are some differences among themselves concerning when actually does it become a kafir. How many salah will they abandon for it to be a kafir? But the issue of zakat, most scholars of the opinion that what? It's not a kafir. It doesn't be zakat. No, you will punish by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. وَالَّذِينَ يَقْنِدُونَ الظَّهَبَ وَالْفُضَّى وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وبشره بعباد أليم. وعن ثمرة بن جندب رضي الله عنه قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأمرنا أن نخرج الصدقة من الذي نعده للبيت. رواه أبو داود وإسناده لذيذ. From Samra to Jundub, may Allah be with him, one of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to honor us and look at the sadaqah that we pay zakah min al-yadi na'udduhu in bed from what we prepare for sin, from what we prepare for sin. كان يأمرنا أن نخرج الصدقة من الذي نرجوه من بيت. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to allow us to pay the cash of what you prepare for sin. This is what the scholar calls زكاة عروض التجارة. زكاة عروض التجارة, that is the زكاة of items that are meant for the تجارة, for sin. عروض is a proof of عرض. عرض is an item. So at times عرض. عرض means item. So anything, any item is called what? عرض. عرض الدنيا. It's the item of this world. So عروض التجارة, items that are meant for sale. The opposite of which is عروض القنية أو القنية. The items that are meant for personal use. We said that it goes back up on items meant for personal use, except what? Except gold and silver. We have scholars, which scholars disagree. And we said the more correct opinion is that what? That zakah on them is their offering. So based on the hadith of Aisha Rodalana, the hadith of Amru bin Shuarayka. الحديث of أم سلمة فضوله accepts the authenticity. So obviously I point us to the fact that they zakah on jewelry, on jewelry if they ought to destroy. Though a lot of scholars say they exclude zakah on them because they are things that are meant for personal use. Now, there is no zakah on things that are meant for personal use. Like, take for instance, the camels, when we talk about the livestock, the camels or the cows that are used in order to engage the farm produce or so, to work the farm or to work in the farm, these are meant for personal use. So there is no zakah on them. But if there is, the intention is to watch, to use them for milking, as long as what to eat them. This one there is zakah on them, as we have read before. And this is what there is consensus on that. How this is there. So, rubu and kunya, these are items that are made for personal use. Now this hadith is said to have been reported by Abu Dawud wa isnaduhu laydiyyun, and the shape of the hadith is what? This is the statement of Ibn Hajar rahimahullah ta'ala. Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala in his book Tamam al-Minna also did a detailed research on this, and he also concluded that that hadith is also what? Is da'if. Likewise, Sheikh Abu Abbas in his explanation of the book Sunan Abi Dawud, he also accepted that the hadith is da'if. Now, which hadith will we use to establish that the zakah on the items that are sold, items that are made for sale? Which hadith are we going to use to establish? You've seen this hadith of Samra bin Jundub, the one that I have. Majority of the scholars
He said there is zakah on things that you sell, on items that was that are meant for sale. There is zakah on them. If they are up to the store, that is in the store of gold and silver, in the store of gold or silver, and if a year goes on them, they are out, they are zakati. Things that you sell, whether fruits, whether rice, anything that you sell, anything that what? That you sell, if they are up to the salt, that is the result of gold or silver, and the year goes on them, then you have to pay the zakat. This is what majority of the scholars are upon. In fact, some scholars claim consensus on it. Some scholars claim consensus on this. However, there is no consensus on it. Though some scholars have claimed what? Consensus. There is no consensus because there are some scholars who also disagree with this. Among the past scholars who disagree with this is Apar. Apar is disagreeing with this. He says, there is no zakah on it. Yes, if the person, the owner, we used to give sadaqah. So, but there is no compulsory zakah on it. Likewise, some, let me say, later scholars, like Al-Imam Shawkani, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, also disagree with this in many of his books, said there is no any evidence that says one should pay the zakah on the things that you sell, on the things that you sell, that because how these items for sale, then you have to pay zakah on them. No. The price that you collect from these things, if you keep them and they are up to resolve and a year goes from them, then with consensus that it is zakah to you. But for me to say, for somebody to say that I have to pay zakah on these things that I'm selling, he said there is no evidence for that. Likewise, Sadiq Adam Khan also said, Sheikh Al-Bani, Allah Ta'ala took his position, Sheikh Mujib, and some other scholars, some other modern day scholars, they also took this position. So with this, we say there is no consensus on it. There is no consensus on it. But scholars who are saying there is consensus on it, they are looking at it from the fact that the four a'imma, Al-Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Abu Hanifa, Al-Imam Ahmad, they agree on this. Likewise, some of the people who are the so-called Al-Fuqaha Sab'ah, the Fuqaha of Medina, that are the seven Fuqaha of Medina, from among the Tabi'un, those who came before the companions of the four imams, they also agree on this, that this is their statement. So with this, some people who claim consensus. But as Imam Ahmad Rahimahullah Ta'ala who said it in some of the statements that when he da'a al-ijma' whatever they claim to ijma' consensus, faqad kadha, is a liar. وَمَا يُدْرِيهِ لَعَلَّ النَّاسَ اخْتَلَفُوا. How does he know that the people have not disagreed? Huh? How did he know that the people have not disagreed? And you can't really tell that all the people are disagreeing. So he said, this is what I know about this. So when we talk about consensus, there is what is known as consensus on al-ma'lum in a dini bad-darura. What is necessary known in the deen. Take for instance, there is consensus that is salat, the 5 daily prayers are compulsory. Huh? So any person who disagrees on this matter that 5 daily prayers are composed, any person who disagrees, the person is a kafir. This is what? This is ijma. Ma huwa ma'lumun. Ijma ala ma huwa ma'lumun na deen al-darura. Having consensus of what is necessarily known in the deen. Unless if the person is a new convert, or a believer, that has just embraced Islam, who haven't known much about the deen. So that is what is not, doesn't believe in the obligation of the 5 daily prayer. So in this case, the person may be excused as what? As a result of the ignorance. But somebody is living in the Islamic environment, in a place where knowledge is present. I not say that only 5 minute prayer is not composing such a person in the castle. But this type of ijma, this ijma of anururu tijara that some people have preached, this type of ijma is not ijma on what is not necessarily known in the deen. So this type of ijma is what some class would call ijma that somebody says because he doesn't know any person who has said something different from this. Take for instance, you have listened to many scholars, you have met so many scholars, they are all saying the same thing. You do not know of any contrary opinion to this. If you say this is ijma, this is what? Ijma. Ijma here means what? Because you do not know somebody who says something contrary. But the fact that you do not know somebody who says something contrary to this opinion does not mean that what? There is no contrary opinion. And that's why Imam Ahmad said, when you die, ijma for what? Kahin. So whoever claims ijma is a liar. So it got to a point that some people will use this in order to chase people away. That because you said something, you don't want you to contradict or to go against what you have said. You say this is what ijma of scholars. So when you hear ijma, you run away. That's oh, you don't want to enter what? The problem. And that's why the Imam Shaukani said, the word this ijma is a weapon that he used to chase away the weak people. If somebody is a scholar, if somebody claims ijma, that ijma will not drive him away. He will continue to do the facts on the matter until what? Until he gets to the truth. Or until he gets to what convinces him. But when we talk about ijma that is not necessarily known in the deen, like the issue of zakat composing, the issue of riba haram, the issue of five-day prayer composing, the issue of what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the issue of Allah, all these are things that are necessarily known in the deen. They are clearly stated. But the ijma that are subjected to opinion, because so many scholars have seen this matter this way, but some people have not seen. But you don't know of any person who has seen it contrary, that doesn't mean if somebody claims ijma in it, regards that type of ijma is not considered to be what to be the binding ijma on people. So this is something that is very, very important. So those who say that say there is no evidence that say one has to pay zakat on things that are made for sale, but there is no evidence that says that. So they say do not have, since there is not any evidence, so this statement will not be acceptable. As I've said, so many scholars, they said they have to pay the zakat. Now those who say they have to pay the zakat, they disagree among themselves. Is it the watch that should be given out or the item itself? Take for instance, somebody is selling garri for instance. When it is time, a year goes on it, what should be given up? Is it the garri or the watch in currency? Some said the watch in currency, some said the item itself. Now how much must it be before it is what? It is up to itself. If you look at the hadith of Samra bin Jundub, the hadith is silent on that. What he said is that what? Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya'buruna an nukhrij as-sadaqa mimma na'udduhu lil-bayt. So, in his order was to pay sadaqa from what we prepare for sin. What we mean in his song? So, the hadith is silent on that. Apart from the fact that the hadith is what is very, the hadith is silent on that. How much should be taken out? The hadith is also silent on that. And that's why those who said, because we don't have what evidence is that, that's why you disagree among yourself on that matter. So there are some other differences on that. So this will be said, there is no evidence that say, this is the amount that should be given out, or this is what the salt that this thing must reach before the time is given out of it. However, the majority of the state says, well, we still hold on to the general state that you have in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Fatihah, يَا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. For you believe, take it from the good things that watch, that you earn. So in general, so that you have to spend from the good things that watch, you earn. أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. Spend from the good things that you earn. They said, since this thing that you are selling is part of the good thing that you earn, you have to spend from it. So those people said, well, we don't have a problem with this. What should be taken out is the question. What should be the result? We have in the case of Zab and Sotbah, we have the result mentioned by the Prophet, we have the Hawd. Where is it mentioned here that this is the Hawd, this is the number of days or so that must go on it before it's a category, then what should be taken out? If it is answered in Tayyibati or Kassar to spend from the good things, this will be what? Ordinary Sadaqah. So, likewise, we said part of our evidence is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, amwalihim Sadaqah, to tahhirum wa tuzakihim, take from their wealth Sadaqah, Sadaqah, to tahhirum wa tuzakihim, which we should purify them. Huh? So we say this and that, and the food in Amwali we take from the awareness. And this is part of the awareness. The answer, the question again is, what should it, what is the amount that if you get to the place becomes compulsory? Huh? Then, what should be taken out? So and that's why some other ahsar that these people also brought, some of them are da'if, some of them nothing is specified to be taken out. And that's why these scholars have mentioned, they maintain their position that there is no zakah on urudu tijara. There is no zakah composed on urudu tijara. Or there is no amount specified to be taken out on urudu tijara. And there is no year specified that when it is out for a full year, then some must be taken out. So these are some of the things that those scholars brought. However, this people also ask, what if we should take this position? That means so many people will not pay zakah. Because there are so many wealthy people, that they don't give what? That they don't give with cash. Then there is no liquidity, so to say.
Yeah.
So every time, you know, all their money is invested in one team or the other. So if there is no zakah on it, that means a lot of people will not pay zakah. And with this, the rights of the poor people will be not cheated. So we take it away. So these people also responded to that by saying, you are making a mistake when you say the right of the poor. If zakah meant for the poor only, Allah said, give them a sadaqah to the fuqara wa al-masakeen wa al-amilina. So there are so eight groups mentioned. So why did you say the right of the poor? Huh? Why are you talking about the right of the poor? So not only that, someone who is investing his wealth definitely will employ people who will work in this thing. With that, it's also what? It's also assisting the economy. Because those who is working under him or those who are working under him will collect his salary, they will be paid. So this is also boosting the economy. So don't think that those who invest their money is like what? They are not paying anything. They are also assisting the economy and people are benefiting from them. So this is some of the arguments of those who say it's no zakah composing on it. And if you know it's the wealth that you affect, that zakah was will affect. Someone who keeps money, for instance, now, and maybe uses the money for something else, only the money is up to the source. Take for instance, somebody has, let's say, 700,000 naira with him, or let's say 800,000 naira, using the good standards. He has this with him. But before a year goes on this, he has spent that money maybe in building a house or maybe in buying a car or so for his personal use. Do we say that no, don't spend your money until a year goes on this? So that you will be eligible to pay zakat. Islam has not said that. So it is what that you have kept down that is not used, that zakat watch, that zakat will affect. But the words that what you are using, maybe for personal use, you have used it. So if you are able to keep money, and the year goes on the money, and the money is up to the stock, that means you have excess. That means you have what? Excess. And that way the excess, you have to pay the cost of it. But if the money that you have, you are spending the money, so that means what? You don't have excess. But those majority, the stretch, that means a lot of people will run away from paying zakat. So those people say, if they run away from paying zakat, where are they running to? They are going to invest the money, and when they invest the money, people also benefit. So it's not they keep the money either in the bank or they keep it at home. If they keep it, zakat watch will enter it. So if they not keep it, they invest it, people also benefit. So that's why Wallahu A'lam, this appears to be the stronger opinion of the two opinions. Though the other opinion is the opinion of the majority of the scholars. The opinion of the majority of the scholars. In fact, as I said, it's close to what consensus, because only few scholars disagree on this one. But those who disagree, they have points on this. For instance, the Prophet said, لَيْسَ عَلَىٰ عَلَىٰ الْمَرْءِ فِي فَرَاسِهِ وَرَعَبِهِ صَدَقًا. There is no sabaq or zakat that is compulsory on the man. On what? On his horse. On his what? On his horse, on his not servant. So, what if the horse, what if the man is selling us? What if the man is selling us? If the man is selling us, the judge of the horse, there is zakat on him. Because the horse is selling it. But at least it's what is fair. ليس على المرء في فرسه ولا عبده صدقة. There is no صدقة on a man about his watch, about his horse. The hadith is fair. When we just talk about the watch, we will have to pay zakat if it's selling, because any sellable item is what is zakat in which it is. Minority, they also said that, okay, tell me this. Somebody has 5 camels. Somebody has five camels. The one that has 5 camels, what should be the zakat? You forgotten? A sheep. Okay? A sheep will be taken out on that. If a year goes on it, a sheep will be taken out of it. What if the person is selling the camels? Which one is easy? If the person is selling the camel, and the year goes on it, according to majority, you have to pay zakat. What zakat? Is it the zakat of the sheep that the person has clearly mentioned, or the zakat of the tijara, which is what 2.5% of the what? Which one? So yeah, they disagree among themselves. Some people said, no, you should pay that one that I mentioned, because that is plain. It is plainly mentioned in the text. What he said is that you have 5 camels, you give out the sheep. So we should bury that of Rulu Tijara, since that one has what? Has taken the sheep. Some said no, that of Rulu Tijara would be better, because that would be what? The world value will not be true for the Maha. So this is agreed. Another question is that, okay, what if the person has 4 camels? And the year goes on these 4 camels. Is it a zakatable?
No.
According to the hadith, وَلَيْسَ فِي مَدِينَ خَمْسِ زَوْدِينَ صَدَقَةٌ. What is not up to 5 vows that these five candles, there is no what? But majority said there is tobacco on it. Because it's what?
It's very dangerous.
This what? If you have me say this is a contradiction of, clear contradiction of this thing. And that's why the minority have what? Strong evidence of Allah Alam. So majority of the scholars who have taken this position of only based, their argument are only based on what? On general texts. Huh? And the Kudu Penivati, Makasaki, Amwal, and Sabakasu Kahil. Huh? So it's only based on this. However, in a matter like this, the scholars have disagreed very deeply. One will have to be very, very careful. Because most books written on Zakah, when they are talking about Zakah of, or talking about the types of Zakah, they will talk about what? Zakah of Urud Tijara. Huh? In fact, if you want to talk about Zakah now, there is no how you can go away from what? Urud Tijara. In fact, it is the most prominent aspect of Zakah. Huh? Because a lot of people, So people who keep cash at home or in the bank, you know?
They are few.
The kind that some people who keep money in the bank will not be as much. So as long as somebody is getting some cash, they will try and what? Invest. How do you play? So that's why what majority of the scholars, we are looking at it from that angle, we want to false faith. But when you start at the argument of those who say, no, people are still benefiting, even if they invest, it probably won't have a return from it. So what I'm trying to establish in essence is that, you know that most books of fiqh that you read, rather translated in Arabic, when they are talking about types of zakah, they mention zakah of Urud Tijara. And some of them, maybe they are written for beginners, or they are reading in a concise form. They will not go into the differences. So, and let's say a brother, for instance, now, who does not understand Arabic, so who has bought maybe a book written on Zakah by just by a person, and that person has not gone into the details of this Urud Tijara, just bought that. He buys the book, he reads it, and somebody is now telling him something that he wrote contrary to that. So this is what will be difficult. And so this is what majority's opinion. And this means that what this is what you find in most books. Even those who bring the other opinion, they will not go into details in the bunking, the position, the other position. They just look in the strange position that is there. So that's why I personally don't ask concerning Urud Tijara. I'll present it the way majority of the scholars will present it. Not because of anything, not to lead people into confusion. Because what people have been reading is that what? There is Zakah on Urud Tijara. So when you say there is no Zakah, you need another, you need not another class, you need many classes. And that, people can even doubt your scholarship. So people can doubt your scholarship. Because when you are saying things that most scholars do not believe, so it's not a strange person. And then some people, you also use this opportunity to also to shine. You want to do something that is contrary to what people are doing. So that what? If care is not taken, one will use it as what? A stepping stone in order to practice what is known as khalif for us. Khalif, the familiar seed will throw us, will be known. When people go this way and you go this way, you are what? You are creating a kind of recognition for yourself. So if care is not taken, one will fall into show up. That is one. Two, if there is not taken, instead of you now being popular, being respected as a scholar, people now look down upon you. And that's why one has to be very, very careful in handling matter. And now when some scholars see them, they will say, this is what people, this is what the scholars have said. These non-scholars, non-scholars, they themselves are scholars. They're reputable scholars. But when they disagree with something that maybe most scholars have said, they will say, this is what the matter has. Though I personally am not that convinced. Not at what we're knocking, what those people are saying, knocking. So they accepting you, you'll be looking down upon you. And maybe the issue that you disagree with scholars, other scholars with, these are issues that are subject to our disagreement. That is a genuine argument from the other group. So if so many people, they understand this, will know how to limit things. That doesn't mean that you have to subject yourself to the opinion of the people. But what to stand your position. At the same time, you respect the opinion of other people. My opinion is correct, but it is wrong. The opinion of my opponent is wrong. We accept it as Tawab in Tigray. This is the area where scholars disagree. Not every difference of opinion is regarded. For example, كُلُّ خِلَافٍ جَاءَ مُعْتَبَرٌ إِلَّا خِلَافٌ لَهُ حَظٌّ مِنَ النَّظَرِ. Not every difference of opinion is regarded, except difference of opinion that has weight. Only different opinion that has weight. Even opinion that doesn't have weight, this word seriously attack. If it doesn't have weight. But even opinion that has weight, one will respect it, even if you disagree with it. This is the way the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would relate. And that's why in the case of Abu Dhabi and Rasulullah was Allah and consigned, when they say they don't have one food, but when they say Abu Dhabi understood the fact that you should not watch, you shouldn't keep anything that is above your reach. You have currency with you, you have money with you, and the money that you have with you is above your reach. You have to spend it in the cause of Allah. That is the literal meaning of the fact. And you also possess that with the statement of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, إِنِّي لَرَحِبُّ أَنَّنِي مِثْلَ أُخْرِ ذَابًا فَأُنْفِقُهُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا صَلَاةَ الْجَنَانِ. I do not wish that I have the amount of effort in gold, except that what I spend, all of them is because of Allah. Except 3 dinars. How much is 3 dinars? 3 dinars, not up to 100,000. Just except this, that I use to take care of my family. So, but does that mean that what is compulsory that you practice what the Prophet of Islam will practice? No. But Abu Dhabi was Allah and understood it that way. The Shahid says that Rasulullah was Allah and did not buy this opinion. More people do not buy this opinion. So the essence that most of people were running away from him. Because they knew that if he got to their garden, he would tell them, you are keeping what is more than what you can spend. Why can't you spend it in the cause of Allah? So people did not want to hear things like this. So if people were coming, they would run away. And when Usman of Allah saw the way things were going, he said, oh, Abu Dhabi, why can't you distance yourself from people? So, and he decided to go to a place known as Rabatan. That was where he lived the remaining part of his life. So Usman of Allah respected his opinion, though he disagreed with him. So this is the way the Salaf al-Salih would do. So respect opinions, other opinions, as well as what they have with. But if there are opinions that are based on shubhat, on ambiguities, misconceptions, so this should not be tolerated at all. Because everybody needs destroying the deen. اللهم صل على محمد الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت.
No, sorry. In the course of your lecture, did you say the definition of a meat is what can suffice you in a year? Or can it be any other?
No. I said the promise of Allah. He will keep for his family what he will eat for a year. So he needs. What do you mean for
you?
No, it's a personal decision. I think, well, from the look of things, how some people will practice things like this, that when they have the stench, whatever they get, the stench is needed, they will practice that in the past. But later, they change as well. Now keeping. It's a good thing to be practiced, but it's not
compulsory. Keeping things for our family for a year.
Okay, that's it.
Yes. Because I'm thinking on about having something for a week.
There is no compulsory for you to keep for a year. But those who want to keep for a year, they have. Somebody is taking every $1 billion for this year, and you can keep for a good year.
What is the Islamic meaning of the statement of the mother coming to their children, addressing them as Okomi?
No, this is not correct. It's a statement that one has to avoid, because when you see your child, when your son is your husband, so this is a very wrong statement. So one should avoid it.
Now finish the departure of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu. As we know that the jinns come around to listen to lectures, after the demise, do they still come around to come and sit alongside while listening to the lectures?
Now the jinns, they go about, so like don't have them, it's not possible. So they can go about and listen, some of them interact with people and transform their way. So you cannot say no, they don't listen to people, or not only lecture, you listen to things that people discuss at times. Allah.
Now, could you please explain in detail the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri that says, "Among the whom lie in this shame." What is the cause of this statement, and also what are the lessons from it? Then, secondly, if occasionally or mistakenly a drop of urine drops really into a bucket full of water, let's say about 50 liters, would that invalidate that water contribution of
water? The water is clean, is fit for purification. Nothing makes it impure. This is with respect to the hadith of the well of Budwa. This well, when rain came, if you take so many things of the carriage and it brought in this well, to the extent that it was said that only the patch that some women used during their menstruation would be carried to the world, bowls of doors and things like that. So when they asked the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about this, he said what? In the ma'a or certainly the water, which water? The rule of water, the kaminda. In the ma'a, certainly water generally, because Alif Allah here can mean in Ahad, and can mean the jinns, for general. So in the Maha, certainly the water of Budwa, Tawun is fit for purification, like the Jisru Shaymun, known of the thing that has entered or fallen into it as made it impure. How do you explain? Or in the Maha, Tawun, Secondly, water generally is fit for good for purification. La yuzad jisuhu shay'un. Nothing makes it impure. So nothing makes it impure, that is, if they do not fall under the general understanding that if water is changed by an odor or a color or what, the taste of water changed or the color of the odor. And this is the consensus, that if water has not changed, the odor of water has not changed, the color of water has not changed, the taste of water has not changed. So it means what? Water. And that's why when scholars will talk about something that, take for instance now, let's say Coke. Is Coke water or Coke? So things like these scholars will disagree on it, on whether it is water or not. So some scholars will say, no, this is no more water. This is what? Coke. But in the manner of wound, that is the juice of water is tohu. What is tohu? So it's tohu. So this is no longer what Coke, because the color has changed. And this is no more water, because the color has what? Changed. There are people who say no, it will be Mahu Cola. Because water is still part of. But both of them agree that what you cannot perform ablution with it. So that's why it is something when some scholars of faith are talking about the division of water, some will say ma'un tahur and ma'un tahir and ma'un najis. Ma'un tahur, that is the water that is good for what? Purification. Then we have ma'un tahir, water that is what? Clean, but you cannot make use of it for purification. Then we have next. So even saying here, from what I've said, there is nothing like maun, tohu, we have only two types of water. Maun, tohu, and maun, next. That water is what? Is pure, good for purification, or not good? Not good if the it has become what? Impure. Maybe some other things, take for instance, some few fell into it. Then what you make the water impure? This is a very big topic today. What you make the water? And what you make water was? Make it impure. So some people will say what? If the water is up to kullatain, based on the hadith, in the Abadah Gallah, kullatain, and the Ahlul Khabar, if the water is up to kullatain, about let's say close to two buckets or so, water that is up to two buckets. So a drop of this thing now falls in it, maybe urine or feces falls in it. Is that water still fit for purification? So some will say, if it is up to that, then it is fit for purification. Some will say, only if it is not up to that, as long as it has not changed, the color, the taste, the odor has not changed, or the fumes has not degraded it. So when does the water become impure? This is a very big topic. If you are reading some books, you read more than a volume in discussing when the water becomes what? Impure. But the issue is water is pure when water is considered to be pure, Allahu A'lam, as long as the odor, the taste and the color has not been changed, and as long as the heat has not occupied it. Now the issue of I don't like this, I think it's that your own The brother composed you afterwards, you read. That's your own teach. But if one performs ablution with that, will it be accepted? Yes. Allah.
Concerning those who buy shares, they have invested their money. That means if you want to take by the minority opinion, that means it's not zakatim.
Yes. If you want to go by minority opinion, those who buy shares, that means their money is not zakatim. Until they collect the cash. And when they collect the cash, a year goes on.
They include the Islamic ruling as regards eating the following meat. They include alligator, bush rat, bush meat generally.
Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbids anything that has fun from the animals, or from the wild animals, and anything that has the claws from the dead. So if you see that of nations have all these things, then one cannot eat them. Unless if they live in water. If they live in water. And in that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَحِلَّ لَكُمْ صَيْدِ الْبَحْرِ. The hunting, or what you hunt in the river, or the sea, is permissible for you. فَطَعَامُهُ. And the ta'am is what dies of itself in the river. It's also halal. If you not keep the ruling of a dead animal that you cannot eat. So, and that's why dead fish you eat. So, if there is a snake that lives in the water, one can eat it. Because the ayah thing is soil and bahari. Say what? So you al-bahr. If you generally take it like that, this is the more correct opinion. However, some scholars believe that anything that is forbidden on the what we call it? On the land, the similitude of such an animal will also be forbidden. How is it? Take for instance, let's say a dog, for instance, eating dog or eating pig, for instance, is not, it's haram as you know. But let's assume that the pig that lives in the pig, in the sea, that
pig,
sea pig, can we eat it? So you say, so it is back for Abraham, you say yes. So that's why I would say no, because of what? Allah said what? When that we can use it's a little word in this. But the more correct opinion is what I said earlier. Because the companions of the Prophet they found dead big fish away. They found it and they ate it. You are saying some of you are saying, no, you can't eat it, it's meta. It's meta. Now that's what? Harimat alaykum. Meta is not forbidden. And this is what? Big way that is meta. So some of the companions on this journey, they, you know, going back, no one to eat. But they were seriously hungry. They have not eaten anything for days. And if the big fish that the fish is bigger, is taller than any one of them in terms of when you look at the height of the fish, big fish. So then eventually they said, well, we are forced, the ruler, and the ethics. So when they got to the post of Allah, they were presenting it as it was, they ate something for the ruler. The shahid that the Prophet said, do you still have with you? He said, yes. And he took from them and he also ate it. So that means it's not what? So it is what? Then the what content was made satan is permissible for you to eat. So that shows it is correct to to reach it, to not liking things on the land with things in the sea or in the river. So Allah
what I mean is the Zakai. I don't get it
here. That's the stomach, the fish, and the charash, locust.
On that appears to mention now, the Sheikh of the Meek explained something about it in passing the scenario of Islam. And then even if there is a fish in the what the future of a human being, so in the reading is so we should eat it.
Okay. Yes, scholars, some scholars said, let's assume that what people call the new water also, let's assume that. So if there is a new water and it is caught on a wall, she is caught on the fish, can we consider it as a fish? Yes, so don't say no, you know, annoying to one. Magic doesn't mean that what comes from will not be in that magic anymore. So one should try as much as possible. If one can make reconciliation among them, better. But if one cannot make it, then if there is another mosque, one can go and pray here. Or if there is another mosque except that mosque around you, then you have to think. You know, the cutting mosque. Because the people they have this agreement among themselves, Allah.
What if you discuss that if we can have a peaceful protest? Because we found out that Sheikh Abdurrahman Ahmed went out and it was a peaceful protest. So if that man can make anything wrong with him, first of all, and secondly, what can he do for us really to back up what he has done? Because what he has done has been committed by the moral group of people that actually Muslim scholars are speaking and they are speaking against the government. And so he doesn't know what he has done and still for the peaceful protest.
What is happening with this protest?
I mean, like,
can't be with this protest. People die, I think. Two or so people died in Lagos. After this, I don't think so. No,
they are not
protesting.
They are not protesting. They are playing on the street.
No, take it lightly as this. I think on Friday we were going to masjid. The brother was riding his car. Before he could get to masjid, it took him so much time because people were occupying the street. So the other he was begging them. And some of them would be violent, I think that I've seen. But the essence of breaking the windscreen or so was impossible. I think I witnessed one at this Toyota. This five very people boys. One of them died, and there was being a kind of maybe celebration or something. So they were drinking, they carried the picture of that person. And the man was driving his car. So, and she brought him, and this man was on hand. They said, okay, you should give them money. The man said, ah, why are you disturbing me? So he was trying to go again. This thing, one of them just started pouring guda or so on his car. So the man was, you know, full of his conscience. Before he would come out, somebody had given him swap. And for the next thing, they started beating the man. And the other guy was performing. So, those who are playing football on the streets, they can be so violent. So you cannot really determine that. Let us leave this issue aside. Now then, coming back to the issue of peaceful demonstration, I, as far as I'm concerned, that it's not a peaceful demonstration. Because all those who have been demonstrating since demonstration started, no one has been peaceful. Because if it is peaceful, that means you have not established yourself. The students in UK, about 2 years or so ago, they demonstrated, was it peaceful? They were fighting with the police, eating each other with teeth. People are protesting in Wall Street. Wall Street in America, was it peaceful? Not long before in Britain, some people also protested and they were looting shops, destroying property. So yesterday it took the British government about a week to quell. But the extent that the Queen was saying those people they are up and they are this. So which country do you want to tell me that that is the example of when we talk about peaceful demonstration, go to so and so country, this is where peaceful demonstration takes place. You can't find. Because as you are going, you are not of the same mind. Some people are violent in nature. So you can accommodate injustices more than one another. So, and this thing will be something that will jail up. When somebody slaps another person, now you see somebody who will just support him immediately. And it turns into another thing. So, and this issue of that, and that's why this issue of peaceful protest, we should erase it. It has never worked anyway. If the peacefulness there will be removed, if the only thing that will make it unpeaceful, so to say, will be worse. Maybe throwing things at one another. Who these people are not going to die? That means what is not peaceful. But if it was peaceful, you just walk, you cry after crying, you go home back and you take your bath, you sleep. I believe, sincerely I believe that there is no government that people will come and cry. And after crying they will go back and see that God will not be fighting them. I don't think there is any government that will do that. But the problem will start from blocking the way that people want to pass. So when you block the way that people are passing, those who are not joining in the protest, then somebody will come and say, well, maybe the security will okay, leave the road. We will not leave the road. It will degenerate into another thing. It will become what? Unpeaceful when I that I'm not joining the protest, I'm looking for what to eat to say I shouldn't go out. Because we are demonstrating. So I shouldn't do anything because we are demonstrating. So there is all possibility that anything that is called peaceful demonstration of peaceful protest will not be peaceful. Because that thing will violate some of the rights of some other people. And when those people are trying to correct these things in people, now turn into serious matter in the society. So this is the issue, we should leave it aside. The Prophet of Allah, while he was further said, وَسَتَكُونُ فِتَنٌ, there will be tribulations. He said, الْقَالِبُ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ الْمَشْرِ, the one who is sitting in these tribulations is better than the one who is walking in them. وَالْقَالِبُ وَالْمَشْرِ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْقَالِبِ, the one who is walking is better than the one who is running in bed. And the Prophet of Allah sallam said, after him acknowledged the companions, he said, they did not ask him, فَمَاذَا تَأْمُرُنَا, what do you order us? He said, كُنُوا أَحْلَافَ بِيُوتِكُمْ, he said, behave like the mat in your houses. Behave like the mat in your houses. That is, stick to your houses. In another report, he said, you should take your sword and hit it against the rock so that you know to be a party to that. So many hadith in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Sahih Daud, Sahih Nasai. So, Should we not use the ahadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the thinking or the practice of somebody? Say the person as so when this is a matter that has to do with what Nigeria, a multi-religious state. Those who do it in Egypt, which is mostly an Islamic state, an Islamic country, scholars are condemning them for that. Because they are still battling with the problem now, it's not yet finished. And you cannot even say, 20 years, 30 years, they will not finish. They will not be out of this problem. Now bring it to a multi-religious state. When we have the issue of Boko Haram going on, people now go out and say these are the Muslim protesters. The Muslim protesters that an angry boy that is sitting here, they just come and commit some evil things, and when he does this, the media will carry the Boko Haram as his own property. And this will not give Jonathan all the excuse to say that what these people are trying to truncate his government, and they are trying to make the country ungovernable for him. So we have to read this anyway. What makes me is that people who are saying this, who are calling for things like this, you cannot even tell what is their position. One of them, I don't want to mention his name. When his Boko Haram boys were accused, he was one that was furious, very furious, attacking the government seriously. Why should they keep the oil? And they went out again to say what they are not Boko Haram. Why are you protecting yourself from them? If you are fighting, you are attacking the government on their behalf. Now you are trying to dissociate yourself from them. Then you are now behaving in a way that if not critically managed, it can be taken to mean what? That you are supporting the Boko Haram. I can remember during this 2001, I can only say of myself among those who are preserving Osama bin Laden based on his actions, all his previous acts. These people, some of them, I don't want to mention them as well, they were talking about the story, the history of this man, and they were energizing him. So the essence that it took some time before some of their members could be convinced that this man is on the wrong path. And the West knew this when some of their benefits were affected. There's someone who has been getting some sponsors from somewhere, but when people say no more, because what this is being used to sponsor terrorists, then you get to know that these people are really what affected you. Then they started having what? Why do you want to speak for the best? If you want to know a scholar is somebody who sticks to the text. Fitna will not make him change his text. His position will be his position before fitna comes. When the fitna is around, his position remains the same. After the fitna, his position remains the same. Hassan Basri said, in having fitna, the Akbarat Arafa Kunduan. When fitna is coming, every knowledge book of the Muslim that I don't know who identifies this fitna. What is the advice of Arafa Kunduan? When it goes, the ignorant ones will not know, oh, if you have known, wouldn't have not participated in it. In Egypt, so there are some scholars in Egypt who took about 5 positions before this issue of protest in Egypt came to an end. Right now, before it's reduced. 4 people condemned, saying the protesting Greece is on. But when they saw that those guys are trying to make some peace, they came out to support. Towards the president. After he and his wife, they went out and also joined the protest. When he saw that people were also looking short on his life, he said, no, he started crying, saying, no, this thing is not okay, it's not okay. Which is, what is your position? Your position should be what is in the text. Your position should be what is in the text. The scholars, when they say things from what the Masala said, what the Quran said. Only if it appears as if people are making headway, they will maintain their position. Sheikh Al-Ban concerning the election in Nigeria, When somebody came to say, Sheikh, how can you change your position on this issue? Those brothers are not making headway, they are winning the election. The Sheikh said, the wrong words of Papa Bill. This is just bomb. There is bomb. And what happens after that? The government did not give them the mandate. And this generated into chaos in society. So it's evident that more than 200,000 Muslims lost their lives between 1991 to 2000 or so in Nigeria. So stick to the text. Somebody participated in it. And that's evident. They forced Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as contained in Bukhari. Ammar ibn Yas radiallahu anhu said that do not copy Aisha on this matter. That is with respect to when they wanted to go to Sham, in order to test something. But this conclusion, they discover that no, this is fitna that you want to participate in. And Aisha radiallahu anha addressed the people, and when Ammar radiallahu anhu would speak, he says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ فَإِنِّي أَشْهَدُ أَنَّهَا زَوْجَةُ رَسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. I testify that Aisha is the wife of something this world and on the other. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُبْتَلِيكُمْ بِهَا. Allah wants to test you with her. أَيْدِيَاكُمْ تُتِعُونِ أَمْ إِيَاكُمْ. Whether you are going to obey Aisha or you are going to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She made a mistake, and later she realized the mistake, because something that some said about her said to her that a time that something will happen, that somebody will be late, somebody will be bashed by the door in a place called Awa. As she was going, she later found out that she was one, that this thing, the dogs were barking at her, and she started crying. And she cried. She cried on this matter. Whenever she remembers this matter, she will be shedding tears. She is dead. So she made a mistake. So now talk of somebody who is not a companion, not of somebody who is not among the learned people. We should not make a mistake. There is a difference between somebody who has this mouth. Somebody is an orator. Somebody is an orator doesn't mean he's a scholar. Somebody can charge people, charge. But when you look at what he has said, how do you say call him Musi Kara or Sulun Wai of Bas and call Allah in the statement? How is it? And we cannot be deceived by popularity that somebody is popular. If the community is as a lot of popularity, there are so many people that we look down upon here that are as popular as anything in this country. When you are talking about religious people in this country of ours, they are in the forefront. But you and I know that these people are not what? They are not any. We know. But Allah has tried us with them. Whether we follow them or we follow what you have in the book. So don't say somebody is so and so, somebody is so and so. We know the level of some people. Like what you are saying concerning, I'm not surprised about that, because I personally do not regard him as a scholar or a very person. He's an imam of the mosque. He's an imam of the Jama'ah, the society. But I do not see him as a very person. Only if he's a very person, that doesn't mean that what if he says something that contradicts the Quran and the Sunnah, will take it from him. When companions did not take the mistake of Aisha radiallahu anha from her, why should we take the mistake of any person? And take that what we need. So Islam is completely against spreading fitna in the land. Anything that would be adjudged by the Islam, Islam will not support it. When people come and they say they want to correct the basically they are what unjust, that is that. Are you just? You yourself, ask yourself that question, am I just? Are we doing things the way they should be done? who amongst us are not cheating people? If you are a leader in a of a father police.